Moose Factory, Robert Chum has a heartfelt message for anyone with information on his daughter's death. If you know something, speak up, pleads the Moose Factory man. Today marks the first anniversary of Lonnie Chum's death. On November 7, 2023, Lonnie's body was found on Jabon Street in Moose Factory, a remote island community in northern Ontario. This week, the community is gathering to remember the 21-year-old, whose death remains an unsolved case. Today, police doubled the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible. The reward is now $100,000. The 3-kilometer walk on Friday, November 9, starts at the Moose Factory Community Hall at 2 p.m. A potluck supper is being held afterwards. It's following the same route as a previous one held in August, which saw over 200 people attend. Chum hopes that even more people will support it this time. See, she was one tough kid, hit-and-run victim's father fighting for justice. Aloni's sisters Kessa, left, and Delilah flanked their father Robert Chum at an August walk calling for justice. Supplied photo. Chum has been feeling heavy, leading up to the anniversary. The family, he said, has been preparing for it. We've had so much support from the community and from Moose Cree First Nation, who have really helped keep our campaign alive. They pretty well organized this event for us. It's heartwarming, he said. But I'm still very angry. Lonnie's killer is still walking among us in this small community. It's like a story in a movie that hasn't ended yet. Chum has worked tirelessly to raise awareness about his daughter's death, collaborating with organizations like Y&S Incorporated in Cochrane to create banners, stickers and t-shirts to remind people of Lonnie's life and to call for justice. In a small community like Moose Factory, he said the answers seem so close, yet justice hasn't been served. We're just trying everything to, you know, make these people feel the love that we had for Lonnie. Make them know that there are people that want justice, and it's not fair, Chum said. I call this my home and sometimes I just feel like it's not anymore because of the way this community has changed. On TikTok, Chum has shared photos of hashtag justice for Lonnie banners hung throughout the community and neon signs in windows, and poignant images of Lonnie, including her urn. In the emotional videos, Chum talks about his love for Lonnie and his urgent plea for her killers to be found or come forward. Nearly every post includes a reminder of how many days have passed since she was taken from them. Thousands of people have been sending me messages and encouragement just to keep going, he said. There's a few people who have gone through the same thing that are still unsolved, but there's a lot of people that they just see my story, and they encourage me to keep moving forward. The ongoing investigation. Moose Factory is a remote island community on the southern end of James Bay. There is no bridge connecting the island to Moosewanee, which is on the mainland across the Moose River. The majority of access to the community is via boat in the summer and on the winter road when the river is frozen. When the water is freezing or thawing, there is no road access. Lonnie was killed during a freeze-up and the only way to get to the island was by helicopter. James Bay OPP is the lead agency on the investigation, with support from the Anishinaabe Police Service. Naps. It's believed she was hit by a pickup truck early on November 7, 2023. Two vehicles of interest have been identified. However, as this is an ongoing investigation, we will not identify or discuss any persons involved in order to protect the integrity of the investigation, said Const. Kyler Brower of the James Bay Opposite Police are giving Chum regular updates on the investigation. They came to visit me in September. They informed us that the investigation is still ongoing and there's just a lot of knick-knacks they've got to put into play and all that stuff, and that's what they're waiting for. But there were two vehicles in question that were in the videos that were possible vehicles that hit Lonnie, he said. They're still working hard. They're still looking into things. Science can be a miracle, so hopefully science will be a miracle here and give us closure. Either that, or the people responsible turn themselves in. Brower said every case is unique and has its challenges. We continue to work in partnership with NAPS to fully investigate Lonnie Chum's death. Throughout the investigation we have received strong support from Moose Cree First Nation leadership, he said. The OPP recognizes the profound impact Lonnie Chum's death has had on the Moose Cree community, and we extend our deepest sympathies to her family, friends, and all those affected by this tragic loss. We continue to urge any person who may have information to contact the OPP or NAPS. For Chum, the pain of losing Lonnie is constant. Lonnie's my baby girl. She's my hunter. She's one that loved the bush. I just miss her a lot. I miss her quirky twerps, her messages, her surprise pop-ins at the house, he said. As the community prepares for the memorial walk, Chum has one final message for anyone who might have information about Lonnie's death. If you know something, speak up. You've got so much support from us, the community, and people all over the world. Help us get justice for Lonnie. Help give us closure, he said. Anyone with information on Lonnie's death should call OPP at 1-800-310-1122 or their nearest policing authority. To remain anonymous, call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. To buy hashtag justice for Lonnie clothing, email chum at rajamesakam@msn.com or message him on Facebook. A free 24/7 crisis line for people requiring emotional help related to missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls is available at 1-844-413-6649.